Mudslides and flooding triggered by several days of rain and the remnants of Tropical Storm Alberto caused havoc in several western North Carolina counties after as much as 8 inches of rain fell in some mountain areas in a 24-hour period. Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency for the region.
We're concerned about the possibility of more mudslides in the mountains, and we're keeping a close eye on several dams in western North Carolina.
Mudslides forced evacuations below a western North Carolina dam early today and closed portions of Interstate 40 east of Asheville. Emergency management officials in McDowell County issued a warning shortly after midnight, saying that a failure of the Lake Tahoma Dam was imminent. After engineers inspected the dam, it was declared safe at around 10 a.m., and nearby residents were allowed to return to their homes. Joining me now is Jennifer Bowman, a reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
What does it look like over there? Is the worst over from this flooding and these mudslides?
Well, that's certainly the hope. We have been seeing some heavy flooding in the area, particularly in areas that are flood-prone, and some good news from reporters here in Asheville. We've actually seen some of the water receding, but the rain is still in the forecast. So I think everyone's still kind of on high alert and ready to be prepared.
And can you put this in context for us? Heavy rain and some flooding and mudslides in the mountains is not unusual, particularly in the springtime in western North Carolina. But where does this seem to rank?
You're right. Yeah, it's not uncommon. What we've heard from residents, especially business owners in areas here in Asheville that have seen flooding with these kinds of storms before, it's not as bad, they say, as maybe 2004, for example. There's an area here in downtown Asheville, actually near downtown Asheville, Biltmore Village, which is kind of known to flood with heavy rain. And so a lot of these owners who have had businesses in the past with these storms have experienced this before. And what they're saying is it's not as bad. But there's still a lot of heavy flooding. What we've seen in McDowell County, obviously, we saw mandatory evacuations, landslides throughout the area. And moving forward with that, they're just looking to stay prepared.
And now this Lake Tahoma Dam in McDowell County, where the warning was issued early today and then was declared safe later on in the morning. Where is that dam? Do many people live around it?
Yeah, it's north of Marion. And what they saw in the middle of the night is what appeared to be a landslide. And so to take precautions, there was a mandatory evacuation order issued. And we saw about 2,000 people from downstream evacuated, and they waited till about, when the sun was out to determine whether that dam was safe, and that was determined to be the case by an engineer. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of some of the worst cases and some of the worst damage that we've seen from the flooding is in McDowell County. As you mentioned, I-40, some lanes are still closed on I-40 as they are trying to clean up from a landslide that happened overnight.
And other problems that you're seeing, are there a lot of downed trees and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of popular parks closed. Most people know about the Biltmore Estate. They had some issues with their front entrance is closed right now, and they're having visitors go around with alternative entrances. Their main entrance is located in Biltmore Village, which, like I said, is pretty prone to floods. Blue Ridge Parkway, we've seen some closures there. And a lot of monitoring by officials, again, of those dams. And we're seeing, Cooper's office has said that water rescue teams from across the state are coming to the area to help if needed.
Jennifer Bowman, reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.